It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is now time for our little weekly outdoor show that we've been doing here on KETR for a little bit over 8 years now. Guess where I'm at today? I'm up in Oklahoma with at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge with my buddy, actually guide, and he manages the place, Travis Benis. And we've been hunting turkeys. You know, these are eastern turkeys up here. And I've spent a lifetime hunting Rios, and I've actually only taken one eastern turkey, and that was not really in textbook turkey hunting method. It was, I shot a Jake years ago, but this is really my first time to hunt eastern turkeys the way you're supposed to hunt them, getting back in the woods. And we had an awesome hunt, but I want you to meet Travis. He's, I think he was on one of our shows earlier, but Travis manages this about 45,000 acre Choctaw Hunting Lodge. It's lots of beautiful country. I'm sitting on the porch of the lodge recording this the day before when you're actually hearing it, but looking out over the mountains. Travis, this is some awesome country, buddy.
It's beautiful up here, and I'm glad you got to come up here and chase some turkeys with us.
You bet. Well, we missed one this morning. These birds are wary. Travis is doing the call, and I actually was getting to be the, I won't say client, I was getting to be his hunting buddies what I was doing. But he called one in, and we were in a creek bed. And it's kind of an interesting story the way it unfolded. But we had to get in a low area to get up to where we heard some gobbling. So we used the terrain to our advantage, the creek bed. So we set up on the edge of it was a dry creek basically, and set up we were down in the creek and used some rocks along the top of that bank to conceal ourselves, you know. Well, the spot I chose to set up, of course, I was doing the shooting and Travis doing the calling, had a decoy out. He snuck out there real quietly and put a decoy out. Probably 15 minutes after we set up, Travis, we heard gobbling to the left, and I was kind of anticipating to the right, you know?
Yeah, we got in between two birds this morning, and the one on the right, I thought he was going to come in first, but the one on the left, he surprised us and came on in.
Yeah, and he just came in, kind of silent.
Yeah, yeah, he surprised us, come right on in there.
The thing was, if we had it on video, it would be clear to you. Travis was to my left, and the turkey came in from the left. Well, he had a perfect view. This bird displayed, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He came in, I mean, full strut. I could see him just as clear as day.
But I was sitting over to the right, a little lower in elevation than Travis. I was down, maybe a foot, 18 inches lower than Travis. And I had some rocks in front of me, and this gobbler stopped, and how far out was your decoy? 25, 30 yards?
Yeah, he's probably 25 yards out.
The bird was how far, would you estimate?
I want to say it's 35, 37 yards, somewhere in there.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. But the ironic thing is Travis had a beautiful view of this bird. He would strut, display, and then he would move a little bit to the right. He needed to move 3 more feet to the right, and I'd have had a clear line shot at him. There was some rocks in front of me. Here's my excuses, folks. This is the truth. I'm telling you, just like if you'd watched it, there was some rocks in front of me, and then in front there was 2 trees, and this gobbler would not get centered up on those between the trees, the notch in the trees where I could shoot through it. So finally, Travis, of course, we froze. We for several minutes, right?
Yeah, it was. It seemed like forever, but I'm sure it was only just a couple minutes. But he just worked and worked right there in front of us.
Yeah, it put on a great show. So finally, you know, I've hunted turkeys enough to know they won't stay with you forever. I mean, they're going to do something once they decide that's not a real hen that they're looking at. And after 2 to 4 minutes, who knows, 3, it's hard to judge. The turkey would, I in my mind, he was not coming to the right. So he showed me his head and neck. and the, you know, top of his feathers there. And I thought when that got just to the right of that rock that was blocking my view, and when it got in the notch of those between those trees, I let loose a heavy load of those Hornady number sixes, which is an awesome turkey load. I kill turkeys farther than you're supposed to with them, but didn't touch a feather, which I was glad. He actually ran about 30 yards, and then he jumped up and flew off, which I'm glad it was a clean miss. It really did shock me. I mean, you know, because I was, when I pulled the trigger, let that charge loose, I was looking right at his neck, you know. But that's the way turkey hunting goes. It's midday right now, and we've actually got, we're going to be heading up to do some more hunting on another portion of the ranch, right?
Yep. We're getting ready to head back out and see if we can find some midday birds.
A lot of times old turkeys, after they do their morning thing, they'll dust and all, and then they'll come around in these little clearings back in the woods, and you've got a spot like that picked out. So I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it, and probably we'll just stay put once we get in position, and you'll do some calling, put the decoys out, right?
Yeah, we'll just put the decoys out and just do a little random calling and see if we can suck one in.
Well, on these eastern birds, I'm making a new pack with myself. Don't shoot unless you see the whole bird. But what we're going to do, folks, we're going to head back out, and I don't know if we're going to come back and tell you we've killed a big bird or what, but we're going to give you an accurate play-by-play description. If you want to come and kill an eastern turkey, an eastern strain, you don't have to go to back east, you know, southeastern states, or there's plenty of them in Oklahoma right here at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, and it's, what, about 45,000 acres, right?
That's right. We got a lot of birds.
And we want to talk a little bit about the deer hunting. I bet we've seen, just while we were turkey hunting, 25, 30 deer.
Oh, yeah, we saw a lot of deer this morning. We saw a good mess of hogs, too, this morning going in.
You're not kidding, a bunch of hogs when we was going into the turkey hunt. So the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, folks, offers some awesome deer hunting this fall, and it's not too early to start planning for that. Of course, turkey season's, you know, it's not that long here in this part.
Yeah, it's winding down. We got, it finishes up in about a week.
Hogs galore. So we'll come back to you, folks, here, and have a little brief music now, and then we'll come back to you, and we'll give you an account of the rest of our hunt. Well, folks, Travis and I are back with you. No turkey, but do we ever have about 6 more minutes of turkey stories? Travis, thank you a lot, man, for trying to teach me something about eastern turkeys.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I had fun doing it.
We had a good time, and I learned a lot. Didn't get a bird, folks. Well, Travis did everything just right. We got on the birds yesterday. We got set up in a little glade, a little clearing, with quite a few turkeys in the area. And Travis put his decoy out, and we got hid good and face mask on, started calling. Travis, what came up behind you?
Oh, well, I had about 25 hogs coming in as turkey was coming in on the other side and hogs coming in from behind me, and that kind of changed things for us.
Turkeys, a lot of people don't like hogs. I happen to like them a lot because I eat them. I think most of our listeners that listen to our show know that. But turkeys don't like the hogs either, do they?
No. That just turned them off and kind of pushed them the other way.
So that was that hunt. And as the first part of the show, you heard about me shooting through the brush trying to get the last-minute shot at one, which did not work. Luckily did not wound that bird, and I'm glad of that. A clean miss. Well, the one thing, Travis, that I've taken away from this is, you know, I've hunted open country birds, Rios, Rio Grande turkeys, many, many years, and killed a bunch of them, been around a bunch of them, but these birds, it's not so much maybe the bird, the eastern strain of turkey is different. They don't respond to such loud calling and all that kind of stuff, I don't think, too much. But they're a woods bird, and you're hunting them in a heavy cover, aren't you?
That's right. You've got to pick your lanes. You got to work the terrain. You got to bring them in out of that thick cover just to get a shot.
That's right. And we had, folks, I had another opportunity actually this morning here, and not too long, just few, actually 30 minutes ago, and kind of the same scenario. Travis had a decoy set up. We actually saw some birds on in this scenario. Put the decoy up, got hid, and Travis started calling. Well, a couple of them came in probably, down the edge of this clearing. They came in within 35 yards. But they hooked them back in the woods, and I'm tracking them with the old shotgun, trying to get a bead on them. And thick cover again, Travis. I think the thick cover has been what really kind of tricked me up, because they got in pretty close, these two gobblers this time. And I was tracking them with a bead of that shotgun, and when they come into, it was an opening between big trees, but still brush in there, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to pick lanes in this country. There's a lot of cover, and you just got to be ready. You really got to pick your spots.
You do, and hope that turkey's head and neck stays put for just long enough for that shot pattern to get on him, you know. Well, I think it'd be neat. We've got just another 2 or 3 minutes in our today's show, Travis, but the Choctaw Nation owns lots and lots of land in southeastern Oklahoma. I know that. But you're over the hunting on it, but 45, as we mentioned, 45,000 acres. Folks, we're sitting on top of you wouldn't call it a mountain until you walked up it. A little mini mountains. There are a lot of mountains in this area. And I've hunted the Rockies a lot, but yeah, these are mountains. But I would dare say we're miles from another human being right now.
We're quite a ways in here. You know, this little ridge we're on runs for 3 miles, and there's no one up here but us.
An interesting thing up in this part of the world, we just walked down an old haul road that's muddy spots on it, saw two sets of bear tracks, so quite a few bear here.
You know, there's a lot of bears. We're in a county here where they don't have bear hunting, but the bears are moving in. They're getting to be more and more of them up here.
You bet. Well, Travis, people that want to learn more about hunting Oklahoma, granted, the turkey season is done, basically. It closes this weekend. 2 weeks of spring turkey hunting, shotgun only, you know. But the deer hunting is what, gosh, folks, I've seen a bunch of deer. Of course, they're in velvet right now. The bucks are. They're growing their antlers. But I've seen, you guys took some big old free-range bucks, and then you've got a trophy area, too. So that is why I'd like everybody to go to the website, Choctaw Hunting Lodge, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com, and a lot of information on that, and they see some of the deer, can't they?
Yep. Check us out online, shoot us an email, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
And this fall, us old deer hunters are always planning ahead, but you do have some trophy hunts that are available this fall for people that might want to cross the Red River and come up here and hunt with you, right?
That's right. We've got a handful of openings left, and love to have some of you come join us.
Well, Travis, thank you a lot, buddy, for inviting me up here. And, you know, I've got a lot of good material, and old outdoor writer, I've got a lot to mull over and a lot of stuff I can write about. So really enjoyed it. Thank you a lot.
All righty, man. Well, we'll have to have you back up here next year. We've got to get that Eastern under your belt.
I may bring a 105 howitzer with me. I used to be in artillery years ago. Folks, remember this weekend, the Yannis Catfish Classic. I'll be out there. If you have a chance, come by. It'll be at the Minnebucket. Come by and say hello. And then there's a parade there in downtown Yannis after the fishing tournament Saturday. And then a barbecue, I understand, at the school there in Yannis. So make sure and come by if you have a chance. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.